Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. A happy Monday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The show is about you, if you want it to be. All you have to do is call in and take control. 1-800-259-9231. We go right to your calls. There's none of that 20-question screening process. Our screening process has all of four questions.
The questions are, what's your name? What do you want to talk about? Where are you calling from? And how are you listening to us?
And that's it. And then you go on hold, we put you on the air. And if you're a female, then we put you on before any of the guys that happen to be on hold. So, it's very simple. Again, 1-800-259-9231. In the event that your calls aren't on the line, then we might just read an email. Because you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And there's much more at freetalklive.com for you, including the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and the bulletin board system, of course, with hundreds of people participating there, thousands of posts for you to look through, so be sure you check that out.
This hour, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State
Project.
Why
are you inserting words?
I don't know.
It's not the Free Talk Live. This hour of the
Free
Talk
I can't read very well. What do you want from me?
You better get better at it.
All right. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
There you go. Good job.
Thanks.
Our number here is 1-800-259-9231. Now, we did get an email in here from an interesting...
I'm a little concerned that I'm going to be stuck in the same state with you for the rest of my life.
I'm concerned that you've got your cell phone ringer on. You should know better than that. Anyway, we got an email from somebody by the name of Rusty Ship. I think that's his real name?
Rusty Ship.
If that's his real name, his parents had a sense of humor.
Well, I think his name is very apropos.
Okay. Well, he says, greetings. Rusty Ship here. I've been emailing this same letter to many radio talk show hosts, and you're next. I'm hoping that I'm doing the right thing. Y'all do so much, and I can understand why y'all don't advocate open rebellion. You know, we've talked about this in the last week. We've had some people. We had one guy call in who had a judgment levied against him in a child support case, and he was pretty angry about it.
Yeah.
And he was talking about some sort of violent revolution as a result of it. And we basically said, we're not quite sure if we're there yet. Not quite to that point. I mean, it's getting bad in this country.
I believe I called in and did advocate open rebellion if the draft came back.
The draft came back.
Right, right.
If the draft comes back, open rebellion.
Well, yeah, then they're using even more force against the American people than
well,
they
then they're just
today.
Enslaving American people at that point. I mean,
even more so than we currently are enslaved today. Because, I mean, it could be argued that we're enslaved today just by the... Just by the fact that we apparently pay taxes, and if you're taxed, then you don't have the freedom in order to keep that money, so therefore you're a slave to some extent. I mean, whether it's 30%, 50%, you're 50% slave if you're paying 50% taxes, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's an accuracy.
Well, that's actually what old Rusty here wants to talk about. He says, apparently we have to walk the thin line to stay on the air. No, if I thought it was time to rebel with arms, I think I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would hold back from that. I honestly don't believe it's that time yet.
I think we've said some crazy stuff on this air.
We definitely have.
Well, so. I think what he's also claiming there is that you're gonna soft step or walk on eggshells in order to keep your show on air.
Mm.
Which, nope.
No, not really.
I know you well enough to know that that's not true.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're doing something different.
Yeah, I can't get him to shut up. So...
So he says, we got to keep everyone informed. Thank you. This will be the first year that I owe taxes. This is Rusty talking here. He says, actually, my business started last August, has run at a loss, but the government still expects me to file, at least, and I won't do that. I encourage you to let others know of my desire that they follow my example and not pay or file their taxes. If we truly oppose the organizations attempting to enslave us, then we must hit them where it hurts, in their wallets. By paying our tax, we pay... There are forces for things like Waco, Oklahoma, and 911.
He hasn't paid taxes ever, right? according to the email, it has the sound as though he's never paid a tax, right?
That's how it sounds. He says it's the first year, in his opinion, that he owes taxes. I guess because he's been operating at a loss that he thinks that he doesn't owe taxes.
Well, he says he doesn't owe because he's operating a loss.
He's young. He's really young.
And he says that they want him to file, and he won't do that.
Right.
So he's not even going to file. He doesn't owe taxes this year.
Right.
He's just not going to file.
Got it.
Okay? So he's not going to hit them in their wallet.
Because they've never gotten anything from him in the first place.
You know, they don't expect to get any money from him. He's never paid any.
Got it.
And he's not going to hit them in their wallet filing for money that he's not going to pay them. It's going to be months or years before they actually bother him about it. It's
not
like they're
going to
come after him on April the 16th and say, hey,
where's our
rusty
money?
Rusty Ship, you didn't give us your, you didn't file your proper paperwork. We're taking you to jail.
No, you're right.
They're not doing that.
They tend to wait 5-10 years before they actually send a letter saying that, hey, look, you haven't filed in 10 years. You owe us $1,000.
You know, there were years that I didn't. I don't even think you have to. You don't have to file in years that you are owed money.
Are owed money by the government?
Yes.
Or
meaning
you've overpaid
don't owe
your taxes.
Yeah. What's that?
Meaning you've overpaid your taxes via withholding.
Right.
I see what you mean.
He doesn't have to. No,
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, anyway, he says, so by paying our taxes, we're supporting all the horrible things our government does, is what he's alleging. And I actually agree with that statement.
It's a true statement.
He says, and although I'll get into trouble and the mainstream media will slander me, thus hurting my family, even so, I'm going to refuse to pay any money into this American federal empire. I hope that you can tell your listeners to do the same. We may not have the critical mass of 5%, but I believe that we have enough to generate a critical mass if enough of us refuse to pay taxes en masse, explaining our reasons why we refuse to pay tax. And in fact, there's a large group out there, I think it's called We the People, that basically has taken the stance of, well, we petitioned the government because they came up with all like a whole list of questions that they wanted to ask the government, not just about taxes, but also about the constitutionality of the war in Iraq,
right,
and some other very unconstitutional things that our government is doing today. And they presented the petition to several members, like every member of Congress, basically, and asked them to come to a certain location to respond to the public. To respond to the petition, which is, this petitioning process is something that we get according to the Bill of Rights. Nobody showed up. Not one single representative of our United States government showed up to answer one of the questions that were asked. And so basically these people are saying, well, let's see, you don't want to answer our questions, so therefore we're going to withhold our taxes. I mean, if you're not upholding your end of the bargain on this whole Constitution deal where it says that we have the right to petition you and get some answers, and you're not doing that, then how dare you suggest that we have to pay you taxes? That's what they're saying. And it makes sense.
Well, it does to some extent. And also, it seems like if you took that to court, they'd begin to get press coverage. You know, for instance, if you were brought up on trial.
They are taking it to court. There's a class action lawsuit.
I'm sure there is. Right. But if, in fact, the government claimed, you owe money. We're going to take you to court and, you know, sue you or whatever. If they did that, and then, you know, there'd be court reporters and all that stuff, sooner or later, there's going to be an amount of coverage on this.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a good idea.
Well, I think it is a good idea to take it to court, but at the same time, whenever the tax dodgers, I mean, that's the only category we can label these people with, tax patriots, you want to call them that? I don't know. What do you call this group of individuals? They kind of get slandered by
dodging
the media.
Isn't a bad word. I mean, you could dodge a good thing,
okay.
Something good, like
it seems like, though, if the
hamburger?
Media gets their hands on a case like this, they tend to just echo whatever it is the government says in regards to the case and just kind of be a rah-rah squad for the government on the government side of things. And they're not treated fairly, at least from what I've
could
seen.
Could be.
1-800-259-9231, but I think he's suggesting here that everybody withhold their taxes. We'll figure out the rest of it here in moments, unless you want to interrupt the show toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 and take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hijack them. It's on us. We won't even charge you for the phone call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Also, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. All sorts of fun stuff on there for you. But we're going to go right to the phones here. We were in the middle of an email from Rusty Ship. Yeah, that's what he says his name is, Rusty Ship. And he was talking about advocating, if you don't believe in what the government is doing, you shouldn't have to pay taxes. That was basically, I think, the thesis, if you will, of the email. We're going to go right to the phones here to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Brandon.
Hey, I'm just going to touch on this, and then I'll want to tell a story.
Okay.
Not paying taxes really doesn't hurt the government whatsoever, given the fact that the Fed prints all the money out of nowhere.
Good point.
I mean, I don't see how not paying tax. I mean, not.
Then why do they collect taxes from us?
To get the money out of circulation. That's why the IRS collects it. Because if they
wait a minute. The money doesn't go out of circulation. It gets distributed to other government organizations. And they, you don't pay your taxes with cash, Brandon. So it's not like they can take that money and just destroy it. It's all digital dollars that pretty much get sent to the IRS.
Right. And if that value also remains with the people, that value is then not in the hands of the government. So it still applies that.
Good question.
It hurts them, but just very, very minorly.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it hurts them at all since they just print the money out of nowhere. I mean, it's basically counterfeiting.
If everyone stopped paying their taxes, the government would be hurt.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
They would stop.
They wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean, if this guy who was emailing suggested 5%. I mean, if 5% of the people who currently pay their taxes were to stop paying their taxes.
He said that's a critical mass number, and I don't know where that's from. But
I don't know where the number's from either, but I can tell you this. Of the millions of Americans who pay their taxes, 5% would be several million Americans, and that would mean that the IRS would have to go after 5% of taxpayers. I mean, that kind of a load on them is unfathomable. They would not be able to handle it.
You're right.
I mean, they've already got their hands full with people who are allegedly dodging taxes that they're trying to go after. And they would never be able to follow or check into or prosecute 5% of America.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'll have to do some more reading on that.
So what was the story you had, Brandon?
Okay. You remember a few weeks ago, just last week, I called in about the teacher who tried to tell me that Nazism was not a form of socialism.
Ah, yes.
And it did not mean National Socialist German Workers' Party.
The government school teacher.
Yes, government, mind you, yeah. Well, I went in there today with an old textbook I had from my private school that said it was a National Socialist. And I went in there with Rex Curry's information about the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and I got something from an online encyclopedia. I went in there, and I stood up on the podium, and I said, look, I have it from a textbook, an encyclopedia, and an attorney. And he looked at it, and we went through definitions and whatnot, and I convinced him that it actually did mean it, and I think I got my point.
Good for you.
Whether I got my point for the quiz on the test or not, it doesn't matter. I just wanted to prove, and I just wanted some justice done. I was just mad.
Oh, no doubt. Talk about an embarrassing moment for the teacher. Get one-upped by your student right there in front of the class. I mean, it's one thing to have a student come to you and point out that you're wrong, you know, personally, one-on-one, but to actually do it in front of the whole class?
Yeah, I got up there and I just showed him the textbook and everything. And the problem is that the textbook was trying to draw, like, this real definitive line between socialism and communism and fascism.
Mm.
Because they don't want people to know socialism is just as evil, if not more so than fascism, and just as evil as communism.
Absolutely.
I'm intensely curious. How did that teacher react? Because I'll tell you, that's a level of effort I probably never would have gone to in my schooling unless I really liked the teacher or really liked the class or, you know, one or the other. So I'm curious.
Well, the teacher just said, okay, I can see where you're coming from. He said to me, I just thought it was a common sense question. I said, you know what? I just figured socialism was the common sense answer because that's what the party stands for.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned since grade school, or since I was in, sixth grade. It was National Socialism.
You know, recalling to my high school days in government high school, I remember being taught that Hitler and Mussolini were both fascists. You know, that's what I was taught in government high school, and I didn't know any better.
Sure.
When I was 18, like you, Brandon, I didn't have half the information that you did about freedom and about what liberty is really about.
Thank you very much.
So I got to say, I'm proud to hear that we have American students out there in the government system standing up for their beliefs and saying the right thing.
Yeah, thank you. And one last thing, and I'll let you guys go here.
All right.
In the book, actually, there is a chapter, an entire chapter, and this is a Christian book, devoted to how big government is deteriorating the American lifestyle.
Wow.
That's good news.
It does. It even calls FDR basically a commie.
Yeah.
It is a really cool, and it's a history book.
That's kind of like the opposite of what our government textbooks have, because in the government textbooks, there's always a whole chapter devoted to FDR's New Deal, which is basically a huge
communist.
It
always sounds so good. All those poor people out of work, now they've got jobs building dams and clearing out forests and doing all kinds of work that the government needs them to do. It's just a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and I was just so impressed by this textbook. And I just really like it, and I was just really glad that there are textbooks out there that kids can learn about. And it's called, like, The Rise of Big Government and How Evil It Is. I'm like, this is awesome.
Well, right on, Brandon. Keep standing up. Keep opening your mouth when told not to, okay?
All righty, will do. You guys have a good night.
Thanks, dude. We certainly appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. That's how you do it. You call in and you bring up whatever's on your mind. It can be personal, too. It doesn't have to be political on this show. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. So to return to this email from Rusty Ship.
Are you sure his name isn't Sinking Ship?
He's talking about how he's planning on withholding taxes, or apparently he always has. So he's going to continue doing that, but apparently this is the first year that he owes taxes, in his opinion. And he says, regardless of who's with me, I've always been willing to go it alone as long as I'm doing what's right. And that's a tough thing to do something by yourself without having 50 people behind you.
That is definitely true.
He says, contributing to things like Iraq, torture, Guantanamo Bay, uranium-depleted bullets, and 9/11 is not right. I can't pay my taxes knowing what they're funding. I'm going to try to convince everyone else to follow my lead. I believe in paying taxes to a noble government. Where in the hell are you going to get one of those? Our government is far from noble, and I believe that I will suffer for my decision. I will not be contributing to the suffering of others. I'm disheartened and upset that it has come to this, but I see no other way to effectively fight this government in a non-violent manner. As I see things, I have until April 15th, and then I will no longer be safe. And as you said, Manwich, it's probably going to be a few years before they even send him a threatening-style letter.
I'm sure.
Although they might send him a letter asking him where his taxes are. After that, they might shut up for a while. Anyway, he says, I hope to have earned enough money to go into hiding by then. I have no desire to willingly go to prison.
He's going to go into hiding over not filing taxes that he doesn't owe money on?
Well, it's interesting that he's taken the time to write this.
I mean,
this.
It's noble that he's willing to take the fall, that he's willing to risk everything for his freedom. But it doesn't seem like the right time.
I thought it said that this is the first year that he does owe money.
That's not what I got from the reading the email.
Well, if you're hiding, then you're not really doing anybody any good. I mean, you're keeping yourself out of prison, but you're not making a statement anymore. He's making a statement now, but by running away from it, he's not going to help encourage anyone else. Okay, you can dodge your taxes, but you have to run and hide after that. No, you shouldn't have to hide. You should be able to stand up and say, I don't support this government, and here's what I'm going to do about it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better, I feel better during the day, I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. The show is about your calls, what's on your mind, whether it be political, personal, anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive on the bulletin board system with hundreds of other users, thousands of posts. We've got the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, all there for you. The Shrine of Female Listeners, and I think... I haven't checked yet, but I believe that there is a new Shriner sitting in my inbox. So maybe by midnight tonight or so, we'll have a brand new Shriner up there. And I believe she might be validated. I'll check it during the next break and let you know. So that's exciting. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Check out the archives, the bulletin board system, the update section, and much, much more. All there for you on the house. No membership fee at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the tax situation. Finished up that email from Rusty Ship. And he basically is trying to encourage people to, well, stop paying your taxes if you don't agree with what the government does. If you don't like that we have a war in Iraq, an unconstitutional war in Iraq, you should stop paying your taxes. If you don't like Guantanamo Bay and the situation we have there where we're basically holding people for, well, life without any sort of real trial, any sort of public trial. If you don't enjoy that sort of thing, if you don't like your dollars being spent on it, why should you give your dollars away to this organization? That's what Rusty is saying. And I happen to say, I got to say, I agree with him, the man.
I know that the guys that have participated in the Boston Tea Party agreed with him.
Yeah, they were protesting over a 1% tax.
1% tax on their tea.
Right.
Just on tea. Yeah, you got to make that clear. It's
oh, really?
Just on tea.
Yes. That's what they didn't like.
What's the tax on gasoline? About 50%?
You know, something I see like a sticker that says like 40 cents when I go to the pump, mm-hmm. but I'm sure that that's just one government organization's tax.
When I'm at the pump, and I'm pretty sure I go to the same pumps as you, the sticker is 70 cents. And that's state, I believe that's state and federal. It does include your local county government.
The big number is 30, and maybe up underneath that it says 40 more. I don't know.
Mm. Well, there you go. So usually about, I would say 40 to 50% of the per gallon cost on gasoline is taxes.
Well, what if we just got rid of all these yearly taxes and just spread the taxes out so everything was taxed?
What do you mean?
Well, there's another talk show host of a quote-unquote libertarian talk show. Or I don't even know.
A pseudo-libertarian?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like ever really alienating someone who's kind of trying to head in the same direction, but this guy does it in the wrong way, and he's one of these huge proponents of the fair tax.
Okay.
And the fair tax is...
How can you have a fair tax?
Exactly. But supposedly is that everyone would be taxed evenly. I mean, they're trying to sell it as though it's fair because everyone would be taxed evenly. No one would be able to then dodge taxes because everything would be taxed. I mean, as far as sales.
You're talking about a national sales tax.
Yeah, basically.
Somebody brought that up last
week. But no other taxes, I mean.
Well, I would say that it has its pros and cons.
It absolutely does.
I hadn't really thought of any cons
until
we had the show, but I can see that there are some.
The cons are pretty big, actually. I mean, we're talking about a national sales tax. We could look at a country like New Zealand. They have one. It's called the general sales tax there, and I believe it is 12.5% there. But there are still other taxes, so that's not their only tax that they have.
Here's the major problems with it, as far as I see it. As far as I see it, as your average American, if you start having this generalized tax, first of all, we've talked about in the past that if we had no taxes that happened throughout the year and everyone had to pay their taxes all at once, you'd see how much, in fact, you were paying to the government. Well, if you spread this tax out over the court, if you spread all taxes out over the course of the entire year and in tiny little increments, people don't notice it as much, which means, first of all, that people aren't really going to pay attention as much. We don't need less of anger against the government and taxes. We need more.
We need people to pay attention.
The other problem with this is that, people, obviously we know that people won't be able to dodge paying taxes as some are now, and it would be very, very, very difficult to lower these taxes. I mean, obviously taxes already go up.
That's true. I mean, it's just like any other government program. When you start the program, it's going to get bigger. It's going to expand. They're going to spend more money. They're going to collect more taxes.
And as soon as everyone were to get used to this fair tax, they're just going to bring back the income tax. They'll bring back whatever.
Oh, man, now that would suck, huh?
Yep. So, am I a friend of the fair tax? Hell no.
I can't say that there's any taxes out there that are fair, and I won't be satisfied until there's 0% taxes in the United States, because that's the hallmark of a free society. You're not forced to pay any sort of portion, any tributary chunk of your money. That's what it is. I mean, taxes, the other word is tribute. You're paying tribute to your government. You're paying tribute to King George, if you will. And ironically enough, we apparently have another King George these days in this country.
Back when we were fighting against a 1% sales tax on tea, this country.
Right.
We still fought wars, didn't we? I mean, we had money to finance wars.
I don't know about that, because
with the revolution, we financed that without anyone paying any taxes.
Well, you're right, but that wasn't necessarily...
Because that money was going to England, if any of the taxes that were going to sea, so there certainly wasn't going to us.
That money, I would say, the revolution was, again, more of a voluntary thing. I mean, there wasn't a standing military, necessarily, at that time, was there? Was there an army and a marines at that time? No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying, it seems like our government was still functioning. Everything's still
right.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Because if it's a real voluntary government, then the people that are in it should be doing it for real service reasons. I mean, they say today, the government officials today love to talk about their lifetime of service. I've been servicing the American people for 25 years. No, as a matter of fact, they've been servicing themselves and their friends and punishing their enemies. But they love to just claim up and down that they're serving us. Well, if they were really doing a service, they would be collecting a pittance for it, instead of $150,000 plus all the perks that our congressmen get, for instance, or the president gets. I mean, as an example, a perfect example of that pittance and what it should be, what our congressmen and representatives should be getting paid, is New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, the House of Representatives members there, $100 a year. Now, are any of those people getting into it for the money?
No, they're definitely not.
Are they getting into it for the fame? Because you can't buy much fame with $100
a year. Never heard of one.
Yeah.
Never heard of a representative from New Hampshire.
No, exactly.
Not one.
Most of them are citizen legislators, which is what they're supposed to be. They go, they do their job, which is arguing in the hall, and there's so many of them that they never agree on anything, and therefore the government never does anything. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Good news.
But in today's government, we have a bunch of greedy bastards, basically, a bunch of scumbag thugs who they don't dress like thugs, your street thugs do. They dress real nice and they sound somewhat well-educated, but they're still thugs. They still take your money at gunpoint.
I'm going to have to beg to differ. Some of them don't sound very educated.
That's true. It depends on where they're from. So we want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231. So what do you think, Johnson? Do you think people should withhold their taxes if they don't agree with what the government's doing?
I definitely think so, but I'm not going to.
Well,
I'd love to be able to
living
say...
Living in the real world, I'll tell you, having a small business is withholding a heck of a lot of taxes.
Yep.
Because that's all I've worked at for a long time, and seems like you can...
I will do my best to work the system, but I'm not going to jail.
Gotcha. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, actually, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. And we also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening. And we want you to be here for every single one of them. If you're not, if your local radio station doesn't carry some of the program or doesn't carry all of the program, any of the program, we want you to call your local station, talk to the program director, talk to the general manager, and ask them very nicely to add Free Talk Live to their lineup.
That'd please call him. I want to be a radio superstar. Please
it's
call
Ian
him.
Here with you.
And Manwich.
And Johnson.
And 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and experience the fun there. But Johnson, you had some other comments on this whole tax situation. Rusty Ship emailed us a little while back suggesting that everyone who doesn't agree with what the government is doing should stop paying their taxes.
Yeah, I've got some comments. You know, I said before we went out to the break there that, you know, I support people who don't, you know, pay their taxes, who dodge their taxes.
Right.
But I'm not willing to be one of those people. I'm not willing to go to prison yet, is what I said. Now, it makes me feel bad in a way that our founding fathers were willing to go out and rail against the English government at the risk of being beheaded, having their guts cut out and burned,
right,
being drawn and quartered.
Yeah, at worst you might get thrown into prison.
Yeah, at worst I'd, you know, get thrown into prison and, you know, be someone's girlfriend.
Maybe. You're a pretty big dude. I don't know if
that's true.
That much
and ugly.
Thank you. Oh, that helps.
I mean, no, nobody's going to want you for a girlfriend. No. Don't worry about that, buddy.
He walks all over me when we come back on the air, and you just don't want me here, do you?
I'm sorry. I'm used to saying right after he says this is the and I say manwich.
You like Scott, not me. Anyway.
That's very funny.
So I feel bad that I'm not, you know, as patriotic as that. I'd love to be that type of hero, but I don't think it, you know, in this
society.
You feel like
those people are heroes?
We've kind of lost, you know, to a point in that even if, so, for example, David Cobb and Michael Badnarik.
Yes.
They go out, they do get arrested. No one cares. No one pays attention. It's lost.
And they're presidential candidates.
Presidential candidates who go out and do just the most patriotic thing I can imagine in this current society. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And no one covered it.
They got a mention in an AP article, but it was a mention in an article that was not even about them. I mean, it was one line. That was it.
I mean, it was just nothing.
It was embarrassing.
It really was. I mean, the two presidential candidates get arrested at the last debate of the presidential debates, trying to get in to debate the issues with the other presidential candidates.
You know, now and then
and nobody cares.
Yeah, now and then we hear from people who have all kinds of conspiracy theories about all sorts of issues, and for the most part, we don't believe very much, if any of them. But it makes you wonder when something like that happens, when two major presidential candidates, I mean, you can say they're major because they got on enough state ballots in order to potentially win the election. So they should have been major. They should have been qualified. They should have been covered. But they're completely shut out, blacked out, just like they've always been. I mean, I worked on the Harry Brown campaign back in 2000, Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential candidate back in 2000. We experienced the same media blackout. Sure, we can get interviews from radio stations, from, you know, rock and roll morning shows and local talk shows and that sort of thing. But getting our presidential candidate on the air on a major syndicated talk show?
Zero.
Not a chance.
So,
what is it really a conspiracy, I guess is my question, that they're trying to shut us out? It seems very sinister.
It does. It does. On one level, it seems sinister, but on another level, it also seems like it's either sinister or the general populace of this country has just become so immersed in nonsense and lies that they see people like libertarians and whatnot, and they think, I guess they think of like a David Koresh compound. You know, they start
to
go.
I can't imagine that. I mean, because our presidential candidate, now while the Libertarian Party does have some kooks in it, I think every party has kooks in it. It's just that you don't hear about them as often.
Well, I think the kooks would probably be first in forming a party. So, I mean, I'd say that there's a larger percentage of kooks in the fringe parties than there are in the regular parties.
No, I don't think that's true. I think there's plenty of kooks in the Republican and Democrat parties.
Go hang out at the polls on election day and see who's standing out there for the other parties.
Well, you just don't hear about them. For instance, the Republicans, when they're not so desperate for candidates that they'll run somebody who is in a druid outfit everywhere he goes. I mean, there was a libertarian candidate who did that out in California. So
there was a libertarian candidate who did that here. There was somebody who went out on election day. Actually, he went out in an executioner's cloak with a flag draped over his shoulders and a cradle with two skeleton babies in it that he named Liberty and Freedom.
I tell you what, we've got calls coming in here, but I'm gonna ask Michael in West Virginia to hang on because we're up against a break, and I don't want to interrupt him. He wants to talk taxes. It's definitely that time of year. I've got my tax forms rolling in, the income tax, the W-2s, all that stuff is it's starting to mount. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you though. What do you think? Is it a bad thing to say no to taxes because you don't agree with what the government is doing? We want to hear from you. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Or we want to hear from you if you want to change the topic. You got something else on your mind? You think taxes are just the most boring subject in the world? Call in and change it up. 1-800-259-9231. We're the only show that will allow you to do that. We're called Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and talk about anything, whether it be political or personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about whatever. 800-259-9231. We're going to go right back to the phones. I know, Johnson, you had a thought that you wanted to finish about the whole taxes thing and dodging taxes or not dodging taxes. Let's go talk to Michael, though, in West Virginia. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a plaintiff in the We the People Foundation.
Oh, cool.
A lawsuit against the government. And actually, I would urge everybody to log on to givemeliberty.org and sign on as one of the plaintiffs there. It doesn't cost anything, although I went ahead and made a small contribution.
Mm-hmm.
But
Michael, you can go on our BBS forum and post that particular link because most of the audience has just forgotten it. So if you post it on there,
at freetalklive.com.
More people will click through.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I will. We'll do that. But it is givemeliberty.org, and it's We the People Foundation. A gentleman named Bob Schultz is the president of the organization and keeps everybody posted on the
activity. What's the lawsuit based on,
right,
Michael?
Well, essentially what it is that what the organization is looking for, as I understand it, is that even according to the convoluted 3,000-page tax code, basically what it spells out is that you and I and probably all of your listeners don't years, according to the same code that they seem to want to enforce on the people.
Mm-hmm.
The breakdown is basically if you I think work in Washington D.C., Puerto Rico, or if you're a foreign corporation working and earning an income in the United States, then you are actually defined as a U.S. taxpayer. What's happened over all these years is that we've been basically fooled into thinking that we're U.S. taxpayers, and that when you sign a W-2 form for your employer, the employers are fooled into thinking that they must do that also or not hire you. In other words, employers think that they have to have you sign that form. What that form does is that it forces you to actually sign an agreement to take part in a voluntary system, which doesn't apply to you in the first place. And the same thing occurs when you file a 1040 form at the end of the year. By signing that form, you're essentially saying, well, I'm not a U.S. taxpayer, but I'll join in and I'll take part in this scam.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it works real good because they've gotten me to do it.
Well, you know, I would say I can understand the fear, and the fear of not wanting to go to jail. But one of the questions the foundation, We the People Foundation, asks in its petition is to, you know, basically show me the law. And all they've asked is for the representatives from the Treasury Department and the IRS simply show up and ask, show us where it says that we are classified as U.S. taxpayers.
Now, I got to say this, Michael. I'm going to ask you to hold on, but I got to say this. On the bulletin board system, we had somebody post similar claims about the tax system, that it's voluntary, and then someone else posted a huge frequently asked questions file where it pretty much rebutted against all of those claims that you just made. So I'd be interested to have you take a look at that and respond to it. We'll talk about this in a little bit here, but the rebuttals were very good. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're...